Good afternoon. My name is Carol Ventura, Executive Director of Rhode Island Housing. This is the October 9th, 2020 meeting of the Rhode Island Housing Board of Commissioners Credit Committee. CJ Rotella, the Director of Information Technology for Rhode Island Housing, will provide information on this telephonic meeting.
Good afternoon. This meeting will be recorded and available for review on Rhode Island Housing's website within 3 to 5 business days after the meeting. Except for Credit Committee, Board of Commissioners, and specific Rhode Island Housing staffs, all callers will be muted during this meeting. To prevent any feedback or background noise, we ask the commissioners and participating staff to please mute your telephones if you are not speaking. If during the meeting at any time you are having difficulties with the audio or accessing the call, they should call 401-457-1240. Thank you.
This is Carol Ventura. Nicole Clement, General Counsel for Rhode Island Housing, will provide information on this telephonic meeting.
Thank you, Carol. This is Nicole Clement. Pursuant to Executive Order 20-46, extended by Executive Order 20-84, and as may be further amended or extended, this meeting is being held via teleconference. Members of the public can visit the Rhode Island Housing website to view the agenda and information on the actions being taken. In the event this teleconference is interrupted, we will stop the meeting until we can reconnect and audio is restored. I would like to also provide some additional information as you participate in this meeting. Committee Chairman Kevin Orth will preside. Please remember to state your name prior to speaking. And please remember to mute your telephone when you are not speaking, and we appreciate your cooperation. And now I will turn it over to Committee Chairman Orth to call the meeting to order.
Thank you, Nicole, and thank you everyone else for attending this meeting, which I now call to order. I'd like to ask Carol to conduct a roll call, please.
Thank you, Commissioner Orth. I will now conduct a roll call of members of the Credit Committee, Board of Commissioners in attendance, and staff of Rhode Island Housing. Chairman Nicholas Retsinas.
Yes.
Commissioner Kevin Orth.
Here.
Commissioner Maria Barry.
Here.
Staff of Rhode Island Housing, James Comer.
Here.
Lisa Primiano.
Here.
Cara LaChapelle.
Here.
Here.
Eric Shorter.
Here.
Christine Hunsinger. Ann Berman.
Here.
Milton Baxter.
Here.
Jeff Swanson.
Here.
Leslie McKnight. Michael DiCaro.
Here.
Nicole Clement.
Here.
CJ Rotella.
Here.
Commissioner Wassey, roll call is complete.
Great. Thank you very much. I'd now like to introduce committee action number one, which is the approval of minutes of the Credit Committee meeting held on September 9th. Is there a motion to approve?
So moved.
Great.
Second.
Thank you. That's going to be funny with the three of us all the way through this, but Nicole, would you please conduct a roll call vote?
Sure. Thank you, Commissioner Orth. This is Nicole Clement. When I call your name, if you are in favor of approving the minutes of the Credit Committee meeting held on September 9th, 2020, please respond by saying aye or opposed by saying nay. Committee Chairman Orth.
Aye.
Chairman Retsinas.
Aye.
Commissioner Barry.
Aye.
The vote is unanimous. The motion passes. Thank you.
Thanks, Nicole. I'd now like to introduce committee action number two, which is the recommendation for revised approval of Supportive Housing Acquisition Program Award for Rockville Mill. And I'd like to request a motion to recommend approval.
So moved.
Second.
Great, thank you. Nicole, would you please take a roll call vote?
Yes, thank you, Chairman Orth. When I call your name, if you are in favor of recommending the revised approval of the Supportive Housing Acquisition Program Award for Rockville Mill to the Rhode Island Housing Board of Commissioners, please respond by saying aye or opposed by saying nay. Commissioner Orth.
Aye.
Chairman Retzinas.
Aye.
Commissioner Barry.
Aye.
The vote is unanimous. The motion passes.
Great. Now I'd like to introduce committee action number 3, which is recommendation for firm approval of financing for Beachwinds Apartments. I have a motion to recommend approval.
So moved.
So moved. Second.
Great. There was a motion. It was seconded. Any comments or questions? Hearing none. Nicole, would you please conduct roll call vote?
Thank you, Commissioner Orth. This is Nicole Clement. When I call your name, if you are in favor of recommending firm approval of financing for Beachwinds Apartments to the Rhode Island Housing Board of Commissioners, please respond by saying aye or opposed by saying nay. Commissioner Orth.
Aye.
Chairman Retzinas.
Aye.
Commissioner Barry.
Aye.
The vote is unanimous. The motion passes. Thank you.
Great. Thanks, Nicole. Now I'd like to introduce committee action number 4, which is recommendation for firm approval of financing for Riverside House Apartments in East Providence. Is there a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second.
Great. The motion's been made and seconded. Any questions or comments? Hearing none. Nicole, would you please conduct roll call vote?
Thank you, Commissioner. This is Nicole Clement. When I call your name, if you are in favor of recommending firm approval of financing for Riverside House Apartments to the Rhode Island Housing Board of Commissioners, please respond by saying aye or opposed by saying nay. Commissioner Orth.
Aye.
Chairman Retzinas.
Aye.
Commissioner Barry.
Aye.
The vote is unanimous. The motion passes. Thank you.
Great. I'd now like to move on to committee action number 5, which is recommendation for firm approval of reservation of low-income housing tax credits and financing for Brookside Terrace Phase 2 in East Greenwich. And I'd like to request a motion to approve.
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Let's have a any questions or discussion on this one? Okay, I'll throw out a question. I know that this is the third project in Rhode Island by the Dakota Partners, and East Greenwich is really looking to increase its affordable housing and has provided a zoning change to allow for this particular project, which is good, very good to hear. It's an exciting project, has a lot of environmental benefits. It's a very good location there, close to employers and retail. Question I have, and I know that we're not providing the construction financing, it's just the perm, but what criteria is there for converting from the construction to the perm?
Well, the criteria would be when the final equity, well, it might not be the final, but when the completion, equity payment that's done at completion will come in to pay down the construction loan, and then once that is done, then we will convert to perm. So they will have to meet the requirements of the syndicator to assure that payment is made so that the construction loan can be paid down.
So we don't have any requirements ourselves in terms of debt service coverage or occupancy or anything like that?
Well,
so, Kevin, this is Ann. Go ahead, Milton.
No, go ahead, Ann. I'm sorry.
Kevin, that's a great question. The short answer is we don't have, quote, unquote, stabilization requirements. Typically, in this particular case, the final syndication installment comes in basically after all of the units are leased up. The expectation is at that point it's going to be, you know, well over 95% occupied. And based on our underwriting, we've sort of made the assumption that they will be able to achieve the rents. But to your point, the documents as currently contemplated don't contemplate a specific debt service coverage requirement for conversion.
I think that I would suggest that you look to doing that. Obviously, the syndicator is a member of the borrower. So I think that we as the lender should have separate requirements. They could be, well, the same requirements. They could be the same debt mm-hmm. service coverage and occupancy and so forth. But I think that that would be a good idea to incorporate where we're not already the construction lender.
Yeah, I don't disagree with you there. I think that's something we've been thinking about. You know, historically with these deals, and I understand that history is not an indication of the future, but these things are renting up so quickly that, you know, we've never, to be honest, had to worry about hitting stabilization, and meeting all the required debt service coverages for closing. But we can certainly look at creating a simple policy for those conversions.
Okay, great. And I agree. I mean, it looks like there's a huge delta between the proposed rents and the market. So I wouldn't foresee an issue there as well. Nick or Maria, any questions or comments?
I'm good.
Yep, send for me.
Okay, great. Like to entertain a motion to approve. Oh, we already did that, didn't we? Okay.
Yep.
Nicole, will you please conduct a roll call vote then?
Yes. Thank you, Commissioner. This is Nicole Clement. When I call your name, if you are in favor of recommending firm approval of the reservation of low-income housing tax credits and financing for Brookside Terrace Phase 2 to the Rhode Island Housing Board of Commissioners, please respond by saying aye or opposed by saying nay. Commissioner Orth.
Aye.
Chairman Retzinas.
Aye.
Commissioner Barry.
Aye.
The vote is unanimous. The motion passes. Thank you.
Great. Thanks, Nicole. I'd now like to introduce committee action number 6, which is the recommendation for transfer of physical assets for Village Woonsocket Apartments. And Ann, would you please make the presentation on this one?
Sure. Good afternoon. This is Ann Berman. This action is for the approval of the general transfer of the general partner interest in Village Woonsocket Limited Partnership, which we often call Woonsocket Village. Woonsocket Village consists of 122 units at two adjacent sites. They were originally known as Village West and Woonsocket Village. They were purchased by Atlantic Development in late 2011, and Atlantic Development undertook an acquisition rehab using tax-exempt bonds and 4% credits. Boston Capital was and still continues to be the investor. Atlantic undertook about $45,000 per unit. They did a pretty comprehensive repair at the time. The development is still in its initial compliance period, which expires in 2027. Fairstead Affordable LLC has entered into a purchase and sale agreement with Atlantic Development to purchase 100% of the general partner interest. Boston Capital has approved the proposed sale and will remain as the limited partner. Fairstead will assume all of the existing obligations under the existing loan agreements, the notes, mortgages, and regulatory agreements. There is an existing AHT loan from the 2011 transaction, which is paid through surplus cash and which will continue to be paid from surplus cash. It's about $450,000. The development received a score of 88 out of 100 under Rhode Island Housing's risk rating protocol. The debt service coverage was 1.25 at the end of 2019. And the operating and replacement reserves are well funded. As part of this transfer, the existing property manager will be replaced by SHP Management Corp. SHP has been an active manager of affordable and subsidized properties since the early 90s. They currently manage Fairstead's properties in Ohio, Connecticut, Florida, and Rhode Island. There is no identity of interest between SHP and Fairstead. SHP has managed many properties in Rhode Island Housing's portfolio over the last 30 years and currently manage a couple that are owned by Fairstead, as well as a couple of others owned by affiliates of SHP or other owners. HUD approvals are required under this program through the Section 8 program and under the risk share program, and those are underway, and final approval or consummation of this transfer is subject to those two approvals. I don't know if anybody has any questions.
Great. Thanks so much, Ann. And I'd like to request a motion to recommend approval of this action item.
So moved.
Second.
Great. Thanks. Any discussion or questions? Okay. The motion's
been
made.
I have no questions.
No? Okay.
Me neither.
Thank you. Okay. Motion's been made and seconded. Nicole, would you please call it roll call?
Commissioner, thank you. This is Nicole Clement. When I call your name, if you are in favor of recommending approval of the transfer of physical assets for Village Woonsocket Apartments to the Rhode Island Housing Board of Commissioners, please respond by saying aye or opposed by saying nay. Commissioner Orr.
Aye.
Chairman Rezinas.
Aye.
Commissioner Barry.
Aye.
The vote is unanimous. The motion passes. Thank you.
Great. Thanks, Nicole. That is all of our action items for the day. I would like to jump now to a discussion of the pipeline report. Eric Shorter, if I haven't heard you yet today, but hopefully you're on the call and could walk us through this.
Great. Good afternoon, everyone. I'm mindful of the time. It's almost 4 o'clock, and I stand before everyone on this call in a long weekend. So if it's okay with the committee, I would like to give a very brief, abbreviated report on a pipeline. The deal I'd like to focus on is a Barbara Jordan, since we've been working on this quite some time. And we've been working with the team. We have biweekly meetings with the development team. There's been a number of progress on a number of fronts, I should say. They've been continuing their discussions with the building a strong coalition with the community and elected officials. They've had a number of meetings in terms of the community engagement. They just recently had a meeting on the 22nd of September that went extremely well. I think they had over 50 participants. Staff also participated on a call with Representative Williams, just to bring her up to speed on with the development team, up to speed on where they are in the development process and what their plan is. It appears as though folks are very supportive of the plan. They are currently working with the city on with zoning, because they need a number of zoning variances. So that's moving forward. We're currently in the infancy stages of the negotiation of two documents on the development agreement, as well as the purchase and sale. We have a follow-up call with the attorneys, their attorneys and ours, next week. So hopefully we'll make some progress. So it appears to be moving forward. We anticipate them submitting the application on our next tax credit round. The applications, the RFP goes out on the 15th of this month, with applications due on the 18th of December.
Great. Thanks very much, Eric. Any other projects? I know we had I believe we have a fair amount under construction right now or under renovation. Any projects with significant delays or significant issues? Do you think relevant to report?
No, in terms of construction, projects are moving along. Team has done a great job in terms of working through the whole COVID situation. We have all our projects have COVID affidavits. We've shared that with the committee. Things are moving along. I can't think of anything in terms of highlighting that there's any issues with at the moment.
When there's been new construction, have any of our projects been affected by the increasing cost of lumber?
All the projects under construction, we haven't been hit with that. We're really concerned about sort of this next, you know, the tax credit round and the deals that are you know, in the queue and the impact there.
Okay.
Kevin, this is Carol. The only thing I would mention is we are struggling with a development lipid mill. I think staff has presented that before. So the team continues to work through some of the challenges that we're having with the developer of the project and the contractor. So just to flag that for you, because you may hear a report from staff later this year on the status of lipid.
Thank you, Carol. Did that need to be completed by the end of this year so it didn't lose the credits? Is that right?
Yeah, there's a number of challenges.
That is correct.
That is correct, yes.
Okay. Okay. Thank you. Any Nick or Maria, any other questions or comments?
Nope, none for me.
Okay, great. Thank you. Thank you, everyone, for all the presentations and the participation in today's meeting. I'd now like to request a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
Great. Nicole, would you please conduct roll call vote?
Thank you, Commissioner. This is Nicole Clement. When I call your name, if you are in favor of adjourning this meeting, please respond by saying aye or opposed by saying nay. Commissioner Orth.
Aye.
Chairman Rosinas.
Aye.
Commissioner Barry.
Aye.
The vote is unanimous. The motion passes. Thank you.
Great. Thank you. The meeting of the Rhode Island Housing Credit Committee is now adjourned. Thank you all for participating, and I hope you all have a great weekend.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You too.
Bye.
Bye-bye.